This is Scientific American 60 Second Science. I'm Shayla Farzan. Insects can be noisy, but most of the sounds they produce, we can't hear. Take tiny insects called treehoppers. They communicate through vibrations. When a male treehopper is hunting for a mate, he vibrates his body to produce a special love song.
They sound like, ooh, boop, 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 boop.
Casey Fowler Finn is an assistant professor of biology at St. Louis University. She says if a female treehopper is interested, she'll vibrate back to the male, basically her way of saying, hey there. Fowler Finn wondered if treehopper mating songs might change at different temperatures, which could affect whether the species survives as the climate changes. So she and grad student Doan Hoxson built custom incubators using plywood and IKEA shelves, plus a special laser that helps them listen to treehoppers.
The laser receives information about these tiny vibrations on the plant stem, which we then amplify and process into sounds that we can hear.
Turns out the treehoppers do sound different when the temperature changes. Here's a male singing at 65 degrees and another at 97 degrees. But that's not all. The team recorded these songs and played them for females to see if they still found them attractive.
So essentially we're having a conversation with the insect because we can play back a bunch of different signals to females and ask her how much she likes each one.
As male treehopper love songs changed across temperatures, females still recognized them, saying, yep, I'm interested in mating with you. Hoxson says that was exciting.
I think when we saw that, we were just like, wow, this is awesome.
The study appeared in the Journal of Evolutionary Biology. She says this is just one piece of the puzzle, but it gives her some hope that treehoppers and other similar insect species will keep things steamy, even as the climate warms. For Scientific American 60 Second Science, I'm Shayla Farzan.